This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. In the San Francisco Bay Area, thousands of dead fish have washed up on shores in recent weeks. A toxic algae bloom or red tide killed species of all kinds, from anchovies and crabs to large sturgeons and sharks. While the bloom has largely dissipated, preventing similar disasters in the future could cost the region billions of dollars. KQED's Leslie McClurg has more.
In late July, Mary Spicer noticed the water lapping around her kayak started to turn red. A few weeks later, it was dark brown.
All of a sudden, you could no longer see through the water.
Spicer paddles several times a week on the San Francisco Bay. She has never seen a red tide or algal bloom like this year's.
None of the marine people I know, the rowers, the paddlers, the sailors, are comfortable with what's happening right now.
An estuary connects the bay to Lake Merritt, a few miles inland in Oakland. A group of people stare wide-eyed from the shore there. Sabrina Wicker plugs her nose.
I thought it was like leaves or something, but it's like all those are all fish of all different sizes floating, dead.
The sandy beach below her feet is a web of twisted, tiny dead fish. Headlines about muddy waters and decaying fish are bad for tourism.
It might be a reason not to rent a kayak out of Sausalito and tool along the waterfront. It might be a reason not to visit the waterfront, you know, near Emeryville or in Oakland.
Rufus Jeffress is with the Bay Area Council, a business-sponsored public policy organization. Fishermen say they've had guests cancel charter fishing trips.
How widespread, how deep that is, hard to tell.
Jeffress says the full brunt of financial impacts may not be known for many months. The red tide is likely driven by a combination of warmer water temperatures resulting from climate change and high nutrient levels in the water. Eileen White is the executive officer for the San Francisco Bay Regional Water Board.
Unfortunately, we have not seen an algae bloom of this particular species of this magnitude in San Francisco Bay ever before that we know of.
The problem is high levels of nitrogen and phosphorus, which algae love to eat.
When you flush the toilet every day, you're flushing nutrients down and it arrives at the wastewater treatment plant.
And those plants remove sewage, but most do not filter out nutrients before discharging into the bay. Fixing the problem will cost upwards of $12 billion, maybe twice that much. That's according to the Bay Area Clean Water Agencies, which represents wastewater treatment plants. Lori Infono is the executive director.
So we're hoping that this crisis becomes an opportunity to go after some of the state and federal infrastructure funding that is available right now.
Any remaining costs will be tacked on to residential sewage bills. In addition to upgrading filtering systems at treatment plants, communities can construct wetlands along shorelines. The soil and vegetation help remove nutrients.
You get benefits of sea level rise protection. You get the benefit of habitat enhancement.
Communities can also recycle treated wastewater by putting it on golf courses, farms, or sports fields, which would help the region become more drought resilient. All of these methods are expensive and can take 5 to 10 years to put in place. Plus, they hinge on a critical question that scientists are still trying to answer. What level of nutrients can the bay handle?
So the only thing that is worse than a recurrence of this devastating algal bloom in the bay is to spend billions and billions of dollars on reducing nutrients and have it not make a difference.
Back on the water, kayaker Mary Spicer says she hopes officials act quickly.
I feel if we humans are playing a role in creating it, then we really need to come up with solutions.
Scientists say red tides are more likely to occur as the climate warms. In San Francisco, I'm Leslie McClurg for Marketplace.